This is WKAR Online. A coordinated beach restoration project drew hundreds of volunteers to Lake Michigan last weekend. The annual Adopt a Beach program brought together environmentally conscious people from four states. Emmanuel Berry reports.
Now that the summer heat is gone, sunbathers and swimmers have left the beaches across the Great Lakes with fewer people, but full of trash.
A whole pack of Hellman's mayonnaise.
Baby wipes. We found baby wipes.
These are just some of the strange items people found recently at Grand Haven State Park during the Alliance for the Great Lakes Adopt a Beach program. The Alliance started the cleanup in 2003, but has participated in the annual International Coastal Cleanup since 1991. Each year, it partners with agencies in Ohio and New York for the annual September event. On Saturday morning, volunteers in Wisconsin, Illinois, Indiana, and Michigan collected trash on 243 beaches across the region. That is, after they managed to get their bags open.
I think maybe today I'll get going here as soon as I get the bag open.
Now, I'm going to figure this puzzle out.
Right here.
Yeah. I got it.
After technical difficulties, Ken and Sue Larson of Grand Haven, along with 50 other volunteers, swerved up and down the beach at Grand Haven State Park, gathering items including plastic, food, and cans. Ken participates in cleanups throughout the year as a member of the group CORE, Clean Up Our River Environment.
This is a worthwhile endeavor for the community and for the environment. We should have more people that get involved, giving of their time. 2 hours is nothing. Saturday is great, rain, shine, or otherwise.
Volunteers at Grand Haven collected 43 pounds of trash. Volunteers at Highland Park Rosewood Beach in Illinois picked up 84 pounds, while at Washington Park Beach in Indiana, they gathered nearly 300 pounds. But it's not just about how much is collected. It's also about what is collected. While some volunteers gathered garbage, others listed every piece of trash.
Now, four plastics.
Four plastics.
A Band-Aid.
Vince Durr is the co-chairman of the Surf Rider Foundation, a group dedicated to protecting oceans, waves, and beaches. He partners with the Alliance for the Great Lakes throughout the year. He says tallying what you pick up makes the event more meaningful.
It's one thing to do beach cleanups and to just end up with a bunch of bags and send it to the dumpster and then people forget. But when we take the few extra minutes to tally what we're actually doing, we are providing them with a lot of usable data.
Data from the cleanup is aggregated and shared with beach health officials in hopes of improving conditions. So what do people find most on the beach?
There's a lot of cigarette butts in there.
Another cigarette butt.
On Saturday at Grand Haven alone, volunteers found 2,290 cigarette butts. Jamie Cross is the Adopt-A-Beach program manager. She said cigarettes are an issue throughout the region.
Cigarette litter is the number one item we find on our beaches and shorelines. We have communities that have banned smoking from the beaches or restricted it from beaches because of the litter issues, and it really helps to educate people that cigarette debris is litter also.
Cross said tallying individual items of litter offers researchers and policymakers a look at the local picture.
For example, in some communities like Cleveland, tampons are on the top 10. Also, cigar tips are the number one item, and they're nowhere else in the Great Lakes, the number one item. And that is probably a result of issues related to stormwater and sewage. So looking at that local community and seeing what's on their list is really important to understand the problems and try to combat them.
The data is not only available for experts to analyze. The Alliance for the Great Lakes also gives the public access to the information they collect through an online archive. I'm Emmanuel Berry.